Yo. This is Africa, Africa. So what you know about African hip hop? This is for the listener. AfricanHipHop.com. So y'all listen to that. Check that site out. Don't stop.
Come to us, come see me, brother.
Our motherland.
But come to us, come see me, brother.
Africa's in the house.
Africa. This is for the listener.
Fanana na mnara na mana likuwa kinara namba moja tizitu kiachara MC namba moja Tanzania bara wa experience katia mwenye kipara alianza rap kipindi ya zavala na mogelea fazanelo megadala akuwa na makuwa taki toka manyu lazima shuke kinyenge juu kwa daladala iwe kwa mguu akuwa na papara kiona madu amepiga shoki bao majuna Mr. 2 akipeperusha flag ya kijani nyeusi njano na blue kwa mtanzania le mchoma visu tu ilikuwa simanzi kitaa kupokea bari kitaa Nyingi kwa vipe nge kuwepo papa Labda singe sikia pa Abari bazi katukia ba Tubuke mara moja bara kuna bala Mchizi kamwaribia faza na sila bla Zibiti na spoti Mwilu natetemeka kama nimepigwa shoti Naitaje skoti Machizu wakanza kuchoti Moyo unaniduda kama nimepiga sapasoti Mchizu wa kweli hakuna kama fazaneli Kwenye kipaza alitufuza tusemo kweli Alismama babeli na mkumbuka kila nikiwasha mneri Alikuwa naoza kwenye meli Dumana etaoni ilismama kwenye skeli Toka skuli mchizu alikuwa kuli Odi skuli Mami za kitana DJ Moody Sijuita kwa vipi siku zikirudi Freddy Jebi na waturu tumbi Icho kivumbi na kina rama vumbi Metro Christo watu tunateka ukumbi Tuna bugi, 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 bugi Na kina Michael Mkumbi Kirumbi, mena ni makumbi Wote tutaruli kwenye mavumbi
Sito wa sahau
Na pato chizi nikimkumbuka vivi Na baki na sizi na baki vivi Na baki chizi nikimis Mzee makala msalimi bibi mkisi pamoja mbresi ni pisi Choza likati na bidi kuvuga kula bati Uwakati wa kuwakumbuka wanarakati Wakati muhimu magoti kupigi na tulazimu Azito kuzika hizo taslimu ini elimu Yaza desi alaze pema poni alikeshi Napige picha mbele kamera dudiketi Nikiba kwa sauti kama yati maneti Maute ajalu na bima umevaa suti Kaza buti kamanda vazila mwisho ni sanda Peace kwa lopate majanga ukanda wagaza Majibu mabaya nga Nye so wa kwanza, Richard Makala na kukumbuka braza
Tangulia mbele za haki Nigga one Nigga Dio Vivian Tilia Na wengine kibao Sano vya utakuwa nao
Hip-Hop News for Monday, December 13th. Today's news features African hip-hop. Now here's your host, Marlene.
What's up, world? It's time for this week's In Your Area, which comes from to us from the motherland. That's right, the great continent of Africa. At the Rumbakali website, you can catch a taste of the burgeoning pan-African hip-hop scene, featuring artists from all across the continent. The website was started in 1997 as a forum for information and discussion on African hip-hop, as well as a means of communication between artists from different countries. Well, in the past few years, with the rise in popularity of hip-hop in Africa, The site has expanded to include online radio shows, a huge online store, and tons of information on African hip-hop artists. Yo, check out the website. It's www.africanhiphop.com for more proof of hip-hop's global reach. In Your Area announces hip-hop news, events, and happenings around the world directly from the emails of our viewers. Let us globe your area, especially b-boy and graffiti news, by emailing news@88hiphop.com. And that's our news for the day, December 13th, 1999. Thank you for logging on to today's news.
Yo, africanhiphop.com. Again, africanhiphop.com. Let's all say it together. africanhiphop.com. Louder. africanhiphop.com. Say it with some meaning, because that's what time is.
What I know is that stuff's gotta go. Go. Watch me freak this flow, yo. Come on, yeah. Check it out now. When you become serious about your hip-hop, let me know and I'll freak a flow that shows you the way to go. Unlike others, what they saying is irrelevant. Why KRS-One appeals more to the intelligent. On January 30th, 1906, 3,000 Africans were killed by some Brits. They don't quit. British troops, to be exact, is called the Bambata Massacre. This took place in South Africa. May 4th, 1978, they're still killing 700 African men, women, and children. Tell the world I told you. This particular killing took place in Kasinga, Angola. But wait, there's others. White Democrats murder 60 more African brothers. This took place in Louisiana, and it's called the Coushatta Massacre. Know your history. I go in gentle, never beginning or ending like a circle. Purple rays emanate from my meditation state. You lift your consciousness when you lift my tape. I'm giving you these dates not for you to hate, but to evaluate your own mental state. You're getting older, not younger. The system keeps you under. Concentrate on living this summer. Check it, 1963, the 15th of September. Four girls are bombed by the KKK, remember? August 26, 1874, 16 Africans are lynched in Tennessee. Want some more? May 14, 1970, police kill two African students at Jackson State University and injure 14 others. For years, America been killing our sisters and brothers.
Shout out to africanhiphop.com. So y'all listen to that and check that site out, because it's happening. It got all your favorite hip-hop artists on it, like me, the Chief Rocker Busy B. Big shout out once again to africanhiphop.com. Don't miss it.
at ease, soldier. Gun supplied by the Chinese soldier. And I'm taught that death we don't grieve over. Heartbeat is colder. And I'm trying to get free, soldier. If I don't make it, ride for me, soldier. Cause I come from that hard life. Been living that hard life. I'm driven for spotlights. How I'm living is not right. Hard liquor probably putting spots on my liver. Scarred life. I could feel the government pull a trigger on my life.
You said you'd be there.
Americans or African Americans, our new agenda should be the whole world considers us as relatives, chose us like Moses wrote Leviticus. I wrote this with Nigeria's heartbeat as the focus.
The news, Africa Hip Hop Radio, do live for Ulster, all the way in Zanzibar, repping for Africa Hip Hop in Holland. You know how we do, it's going down, everything is all good. I came across one cat from the US who is repping a place that he'll come to tell us. He's gonna tell us his names because it's so hip hop. And you know, when we talk of African hip hop, it's always hip hop, no matter where it is. But of course, we know that these dudes was rapping hip hop, man, they're always doing their thing to the fullest. What's good, sir?
What's good, what's good? This is Spec Boogie, straight from Brooklyn, New York, all the way here in Zanzibar, representing, like you said, you know?
Yeah, for sure, that, man, to that. So how did you come to Zanzibar, my man?
I had some friends who were involved with the film festival, and I did like a little mixtape last year where I took my favorite films and did little raps about them, and they liked that, so they came and invited me to perform. Right. So I'm here to do that for y'all.
Yeah, cool, cool. So how do you describe hip-hop?
Hip-hop for me is just my whole life, you know, everything. It's pretty much the voice of people who it was born because of people weren't being listened to by their government. People just, they didn't seem cared about, so they wanted to yell out, and they chose the music, you know. Like, wherever you go in life, wherever you go throughout history, people speak and protest throughout music. So this is the music we chose to speak through, and that's what hip-hop is to me. It's like a way to voice for people who don't have a voice. People don't have power. It's a way to earn power from nothing. You know what I mean? Yeah, you take what's around you to get power. So they just take, you know, music, which we have, and we just remixed it, and we just made something new out of nothing.
All
That's what hip-hop is to me.
Yeah, I know you've been a couple of days, you have been in the islands of Zanzibar.
Yeah.
I wonder if you have any opportunity to listen to any Tanzanian artists doing hip-hop.
Yeah, I listen to AY. I listen to a couple others that were linked from him when I looked them up on YouTube. It's very dope. I really can't understand a lot of the words. I've learned a little bit of Swahili since I've been here, but I don't know a lot. But I know, like, I know flows when I hear a flow, and I hear him ripping it, you know?
You feel it, you feel the
energy. Yeah, you feel the energy, exactly. That's you can translate that. You translate energy, you can feel it. You can feel when somebody's doing their thing, and I hear them doing their thing. It's real good.
All right. Yeah, so what do you think about hip-hop in the back in the days and hip-hop now?
Well, hip-hop now, as opposed to back in the days, it's I think it's the same, but now it's pretty much you have to find the good stuff. It's not out in front like before. You know, it's just as good as it was before, but nowadays you have to dig a little more on your own. It's not you're not gonna find it on the radio, you're not gonna find it on MTV or commercial television, but it's always there if you're willing to look for it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So you come in from the U.S. That does not automatically mean that you have to be affiliated with hip hop. So how did you become affiliated with hip hop?
Well, you know, growing up where I grew up, it was always around me. I grew up, you know, my older cousins, my older friends were always into it. It was always around when I was growing up. It wasn't in my house. My parents didn't listen to it. But like I said, my friends, as soon as I left the house, the hip-hop was there. You know, it's the voice of my friends. So it kind of became my voice, too.
All right. I happened to interview a girl who comes in from London, and she said hip-hop was the feeling, and it's always been the feeling. But musicians today who are doing hip-hop, they're diverting away from what was original hip-hop and taking it to something that is not hip-hop. What you got to say about this?
I agree at a certain point. It is feeling, but nowadays people are more concerned about the business aspect of it rather than the music aspect of it. But like I said, as long as you're willing to look around and find some good stuff, it's there for you. You know, you just have to take it upon yourself to find it.
All right.
You know?
Yes, I don't know. I'm not really sure about the time period of when this happened, but a museum of hip-hop has been created in the U.S. Mm-hmm. What is it showing the artists that were there? I'm talking of the legendaries, and I'm talking of the artists today. What is it representing?
I haven't been to it, actually. I know they have some artifacts in there, like Run DMC sneakers and things like that, but I would hope it's showing the craft of MCing, the craft of hip hop. Like, a lot of people don't think it takes skill to be in the hip hop. It really does. Whether you're gonna be a DJ, whether you're gonna dance, whether you're gonna do art, whether you're gonna rap, it takes talent. And I hope that's something they highlight in the museum. But as far as I know, it's just pretty much artifacts of the legends, like, you know, some Slick Rick chains and stuff like that. But I haven't really checked it out myself.
All right. And one of the legendaries in hip-hop, I'm talking of KRS-One,
yes,
said the quickest to answer to who is hip-hop, he said that is KRS-One. You want to break down on what he meant when he said that?
I agree with that. I think hip-hop is one of those things that lives in the people, and it doesn't exist without the people. So all the people are hip-hop. So hip-hop is KRS-One. Hip-hop is me. Hip-hop is you. You know?
Yeah.
This is everybody. Everybody that loves it. Like, you here with a radio station. Yeah. In the Netherlands, and you're here in Africa representing hip-hop, that's hip-hop. That makes you hip-hop. You know, me here rapping, started out in Brooklyn, I'm going to be going stage in Africa for the first time. That's hip-hop. That's me being hip-hop. As long as you making a positive changes towards, like, positive reinforcement. You know, you're taking it on your shoulders and representing it. That's what hip-hop is, you know?
Yeah, by the time you came into the game, you've not told me how long ago that was, but who were the inspirations of yourself when you got to the game of hip-hop?
I got into it when I was a teenager. I was in high school. I was about 16, 17 years old. And by that
Tell time, me you did not leave school.
No, no, no. I finished school. I have my family would not let me leave school at all. They forced me to. But I like, you know, the old school cats. I like Slick Rick, Kool G Rap, Big Daddy Kane. I like some of the newer guys. Like, I kind of came into it, like, when, like, Notorious Biggie, B.I.G. came out, because we're coming from the same neighborhood. So when I saw him make it, from, like, I seen him standing on the corner one day, and the next day I seen him on MTV. So that, to me, was like, wow. Yeah, exactly, you know?
Yeah.
So other than that, as far as the music goes, like I said, Slick Rick, I think, is the best, like, the top to me. I love Slick Rick. I love KRS-One, like you mentioned before. He's one of the best performers. Run DMC. Anybody who can really hold it down on both sides, the Roots, I love. You know, they're probably one of my favorites.
Most
underrated. Most Def, of course. You know, Common. the more conscious cats, the people who will actually say something when they rap instead of just, you know, talking about themselves all the time. You know, it's fun to talk about yourself every once in a while, but, you know, you got to wake up and there's a world around you that you affect and that affects you, and it's cool to talk about that too. You know, so the people who talk about that too, you know, Pharrell Monch, people like that, you know.
All right. You come in from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
How you think the beef between Kim and Nicki Minaj?
I feel where Lil' Kim is coming from, because Nicki Minaj is pretty much doing exactly what Lil' Kim did back in the day. You know what I mean? Like, she's kind of not doing that. And no, I look at Nicki Minaj and all I see is Lil' Kim from back in the day. But I think Nicki Minaj has skills, and Lil' Kim, I don't want to say she had her time, but I think when you have to attack whoever's doing it now, it's kind of like, it's almost like you're attacking your own credibility when you do that. You know what I mean? You shouldn't have to do that. Like, KRS-One shouldn't have to diss somebody new now for you to know he's KRS-One. He should get that respect automatic. You know what I mean? But then if she doesn't feel like she's getting the respect that she deserves, she just, you know, she should speak out. But, you know, she shouldn't.
She's taking away too far.
Yeah, exactly. She's on a pedestal. She's up here. Nicki Minaj is new. She's down here. She's attacking the people on the come up. That doesn't make her look good. You know what I mean? So she should just chill and be the queen, not, you know, attack the new girls, you know?
Yeah, true, man. So before you leave the island, you think you're going to do anything with any African hip-hop artists?
I hope so, man. I met a couple. I met some musicians. I haven't met any hip-hop artists yet. I haven't met AY yet. I know he's around here somewhere. I'm going to go check him out.
Right.
But I hope so. I have a little bit of time. I have like 2 more weeks here, so I have enough time to get something in.
Right.
If I have the opportunity, I'm hoping for the opportunity.
That would be dope, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you so much, man.
Thanks to you. Thank you for talking, man. Thanks.
Yo, what's up? This is African Hip Hop Radio. We just talked to Spock Boogie, coming in from Brooklyn, New York. You know what he does? He represents hip hop, and coming in from one of the hoods where hip hop is represented big. We just talked to him, and everything just went down good.
All right, yeah, this is Spec Boogie from the heart of Bed-Stuy worldwide, and I am always locked into African Hip Hop Radio.
From the heart of Bed-Stuy, W-E-L-O-V-E.
You heard all about round here. If you didn't, you should listen to the accent, cognac scent, bent, giving you the straight dope. Take notes to stay close and make those stack. Either you're a leader or a sheep in a herd. Either words, dog, put them on anything I love. So hear ye, hear me, keep pace to a beat.
From the heart of Bed-Stuy.
I call it a night when I heard sirens. Next morning, heard lies in the broadcast. The forecast called for sunshine, but I'm in gloom, sitting in the stoop, headed for a hearing. Call my people evil, I ain't trying to hear it. See it, speak it. I see love long as I bleed love.
From the heart of Bed-Stuy.
Come on, Bed-Stuy. Get fly, get them high. Do or die. The wrong one to try, the right one you trying to find.
L-O-V-E.
Bed-Stuy. Get fly, get them high. Do or die. Get yours, I'ma get mine, cause I'm. I seen it all from the top of the seesaw. See them heavyweights lift me up until I can see the city from the stars, and hardly see the stars from the city. How I see past the block and part the Red Sea. Moses with a flow, let my people go forth and prosper. I'm the freshest on the scene, yes, I keep pace to a beat.
From the heart of Bed-Stuy.
I seen pussies grow to men when they get a piece. I seen men go to pieces when they lose pussy. All because of the all-seeing eye on the back of the almighty dollar. They call my people monsters, and I ain't trying to see it, hear it, speak it. I see love long as I bleed love.
From the heart of Bed-Stuy.
Come on, Bed-Stuy. Get fly, get them high, do or die. The wrong one to try, the right one you trying to find.
L-O-V-E.
Bed-Stuy, get fly, get them high, do or die. Get yours, I'ma get mine, cause I'm.
From the heart of Bed-Stuy.
Come on, Bed-Stuy, get fly, get them high, do or die.
L-O-V-E.
Yeah. I know what I speak about, turn it up, blow your speakers out, blow the reefer out into the night sky. Such a nice guy in your local speakeasy, looking for some liquid love. Pimps and thugs and preachers, all speaks the words of God. Hard niggas spitting that hard liquor, slurring my speech, yeah, keep pace to a beat.
From the heart of Bed-Stuy.
Say what I want, but don't front, my word is bond. For the gold kids, push potter from the early morn to the final hour. Just to wake up and do it again, they say my kin's original sin. I can't speak it, I can't hear it, nah, I can't see it. I just see love long as I bleed love. I see love long as I bleed.
Bed-Stuy,
get fly, get them high, do or die. The wrong one to
try, the right one you trying to find.
L-O-B-E.
Best style, get fly, get them high, do or die. Get yours, I'ma get mine, design.
Jumbo, I'm known as Spec Boogie, I'm from New York. I know you think this is something you seen before, but no, oh no, this is all of that there and so much more. Just like y'all, I grew up poor, but I'm here for so much more. Oh yes, Africa, throw your hands up, half of ya don't know the half of that rail. I'm Spec Boogie, I got scale, come to show it from Best Style all the way here. I'm going worldwide, that's right, Spec Boogie, Africa, what's up, Zanzibar.
Relax, wanajua nikiuka ndani ya hivas. Ingawa baraka ya mziki ndiyo the cast. Hainanga was, I see, haina was. Bora roho ya mi inapitisha pulse. Paka didi hai waningize kwa has. I'm the one take you bila rehearse. I'm the forward, never no reverse. And so they wanna know me, I'm the Obi-Wan Kenobi. What the rap star was, who see mind tricks on me. Keeping it real, genuine wine carboni. Faking it still, China phone so kofoni. Hawa marapa manyunyu wamejawa kotele, wamejaza manduru kwa mavas makelele. Tulishawa uzulu wasi try to komele. Ligi ndogo haiwezi kushindana na pele.
Hey, I know, I know.
Haya courage bag nizidi kwa fani update clue. Mina cactus Q na kupa idea. Usirap idea, relax that eye tunakuangalia. Zikizidi kukuja inabidi unajiachilia. Type best ki abiria. Hakuna light but kuna wax. Hakuna steamer but na need kumaliza wax. To meet deadline one attacks. Kwa headline ki Karl Marx mitaani na back ideas. Wengi wako so inabidi na waitia. Kunice waki spies. Hakuna hatia. Ame give up kwa jani. Hot tears, I guess imebaki mali tutaamkia. Hapo siwezi doubt kuna njia haina was.
Hey, haina was, haina was.
Pika mistari hatujali price ya gas. Stima ilikatwa juzi na bado redo yenye mazi. Umedanganya jam kwa ba umewaima wax. Amedai kubaiwa naps.
Relax, haina was, ni mogoka.
Hina shida bora usibaya ngat. Na ujadishi na unavusha karatasi haijaja. After that bae makali pata una cry na wife. Kwenye nyumba mki watch Tyra Banks. Tangu kazi kwa vijana magava wana to search. Haina was, ni muziki ita last. We research, we ni tag, we ni ad kwenye Facebook. Ni kak, we ni fan, we si fan. Mina make two mamas. Tuna maida starch but kama haina was. Kwa nini bado na imba na mambo haijana. Hii ni mziki ya masemi na uze. We relax, see a hustle. Jashu yako itaivisha very fast. Haina was.
Haina
was,
haina
was.
Haina
was,
haina was. Haina was, haina was. Haina was, haina was.
Atakaa uko kwa basi, haina was. Atakaa umenyolewa na makasi, haina was. Mara ingine, yani, haina was.
Yeah, mambo vipi, it's FidQ here, the most dangerous MC on the planet. Go shut the door, just see the tajiri, my shahid in the flows, jeshlam timoja. And y'all listen to the African Hip Hop Radio.com.
All the great nations. Back then our leaders had no education. That was the downfall that led to this abomination. Blinded by the materialistic things, the white man had a slick with a twisted shit. So we gave in, next day we're fighting, losing the battle but not the war, we're independent.
Africa,
think about the good times and not the struggles up.
Struggles
and
up.
As the beat ride, listen to the storyline. Realize, tend to realize the truth from lies. So if you real here, it's worth the record to the wise. See the motherland like it isn't televised.
Televised.
I guess you can call that little telling lies.
Hella
lies. I ain't telling lies, no, I just prophesize. Africa, stand up from the ground up and build a nation for our people who were bound up.
Bound up.
In Sierra Leone, where I was brought up. Well known for all the wrong reasons, killing and treason. People infatuated with blood diamonds, no, never heard of them. So let's talk about the good times and gather them. Remember our brothers, them. And not as child soldiers, but that's the victim.
Right here will be the story of my life, you see. Waiting patiently for someone to come rescue me. My father in the summer and my mother in the winter.
Winner.
As a boy, you raised me on the soil. My blood bleeded on your soil and my tears brought you joy.
Joy.
I asked why, you said because you can. The tears dripping down your face show you had no fear.
No
stuck
fear.
The thought wasn't too clear or dead. I hope I'm gonna be prepared for life after
mama,
you care.
Mama, remember,
mama, remember.
Right here will be the story of my life, you see.
My name is Anton. I grew up on hip hop. It's the sort of music that makes you wanna start dancing. At the same time, it makes you makes you active, gives you energy.
All right.
My life wouldn't be the same without hip hop.
All right. So I gotta ask you some question. Like, if somebody coming in from London, you're repping London. So how do you get affiliated with hip hop?
Well, I actually got affiliated with hip hop from an early age. Like, I couldn't even tell you because it's before I even remember.
All right.
Growing up watching TV, listening to music, my friends always listened to it.
Right.
My first artist was actually Tupac, but now I prefer Biggie. Right. Just as I got older, I thought his lyrics were just a bit more appealing.
Right.
But yeah, man, I've liked it since I was small.
All right, that's so cool. So, well, you know, hip hop has like four major categories. We're talking about DJing, we're talking about graffiti, we're talking about MCing, and then what is the last?
And dancing, of course.
All right, the break dancing.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
That's so cool. What category is you dealing with?
Well, MCing for me. Personally, I'm actually a beatboxer, but MCing, I just like to just chill out sometimes, kick back, let someone else tell me about my thoughts, and you know, just rest up.
Turning back to the lady, can you please help tell African Hip Hop Radio in Holland? Please tell us about yourself in a bit.
Okay, well, my name is Sonority. I was born and raised in London, and hip-hop is my life. Yeah, hip-hop is like, hip-hop culture is so strong, it's so powerful, that it's just consumed the entire planet. Any country I've been to, hip-hop is banging.
Right.
Everybody's singing the same song.
So,
yeah?
I don't know. I don't know how many days you've been in Africa, but in Africa, more particularly in Tanzania, like back in the days, you know, the folks used to think like hip-hop like something that people were not focused.
Yeah, there's a misunderstanding. There's a misunderstanding of all things. And I think that hip-hop originated as an expression. Yeah, it was a voice. Hip-hop, the origin of hip-hop is just communication. It's sharing and it's uplifting and it's bringing people together. And it's bringing people that didn't have the opportunity to speak, that didn't have the opportunity to share, that didn't have the opportunities to make money. Yeah, it gave them something to come together with and to share and to just kind of make some kind of love. And yeah, there is a miseducation of hip-hop because when an art form is commodified, when an art form is taken and sold and packaged, it changes. So hip-hop now is not what it was. That's where the miseducation comes from, because people take it, sell it, and it becomes a different thing. It becomes a product, and it's not what it was.
Okay, now you bring me to my next question, where I need to ask you, like, what was the initial purpose of hip-hop?
To me, it was just expression. It was freedom. It was giving people a way to express and to come together.
All right.
Rather than fighting,
all right,
we're going to rap together, and we're going to battle like that.
Okay.
And whoever's raps, they're the winner.
All right.
Yeah, rather than coming with fists.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, we're going to come, we're going to dance together. I'm going to dance better than you, you're going to dance better than me. It's a battle.
All right.
There's definitely a competitive streak about hip-hop.
All right.
And I think it's, you know, we know hip-hop originated in America.
Yeah.
And people were suppressed in a way.
True.
And they needed something to uplift them. It's the same with any form of music, blues, gospel, that's what music is,
right,
you know, that's
right,
what a culture is, and right, it's more than just music,
right,
as we know, it's dancing, it's graffiti, it's DJing, you know, all these elements take a part and just kind of, I think it's just to share, man, just to express and to share.
All right, turning back to Anton, now, who would you define as a true MC?
True MC, what, currently or best of all?
Okay. And you have 100 songs. I'm going to roll into you, and then I'm going to tell you, yo, are you ready to give me 10 songs for free right now? Are you ready to give me that for free?
10 songs?
Yeah, free.
If I had 100 songs, would I give you 10 songs for free?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
What's your purpose?
I'm going to make the word of hip-hop through your songs be spread to them.
Take my 100 songs.
Right.
Take everything. I perform for free a lot. I perform for money, but I will still do performances for free because I want to share my words. I want to share my voice.
Right.
So, yeah, take them.
Okay, that's good. Mm-hmm. That brings me to my next question. Like, a lot of cats have been using the internet to bring down the hard work that not only hip-hop, but in this case that we are hip-hop radio, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of cats has been downloading music free of charge.
Yeah.
And I know the artists go through a hard time to create this kind of music. So what's your concern on these guys? We're all over the world.
I think that, personally, I think that art is such an important aspect of life that it should be free.
Free.
You know, I do think art should be free. But everyone's got to make a living. And as an artist, you need to make money. So I think that I don't disagree with downloading music. Because I think that I would prefer, if someone ain't got no money, I'll prefer them to listen to my music for free than to not hear it because they can't afford it.
All right.
Yeah? So I think that downloading music is cool. But.
That part.
But we need to make money. But then, you know, there's a lot of ways that artists can make money. Merchandise, performances, festivals. You know, there's a lot of other avenues that artists can make money. And I think that record sales have been coming down. You know, progressing over the last few years since the internet's been booming.
Right.
It's inevitable that...
Who is hip-hop?
Wow. Yeah. Hip-hop is every person that listens to hip-hop.
Hip-hop is every person.
Every person that listens to hip-hop and nods their head and feels it, that's who hip-hop is. You know, when I came here in 2000 to listen to some Tanzanian hip-hop, and I was blown away. You know, it's a different vibe, you know, to London. London's got its own hip-hop, you know, different to American hip-hop.
Yeah.
And the vibe in Tanzania was just, it was the energy
energy
that got to me, just, you know, the energy in it. I haven't been, you know, since we've been here, we're working with children, so right. I've been developing work with them, so I haven't had the opportunity to listen to much music since I've been out here for the last 2 weeks, but hopefully over the next few days of the festival, I'm going to be hearing more and more.
Taking you back, like you say, 2008 when you came
yeah,
through,
yeah.
Any artists that you really had interest in working with?
I can't even remember the name, but there was one group, we performed at a festival in 2008, but I forget the name of the group.
Right.
A group of young men, and they.
But the energy was big.
The energy was just, poof, yeah, man, real big. What inspired me to be hip hop? You know, I'm not even sure. I feel like I was born hip hop.
Okay.
It was just there from the beginning. Probably my older sister. So whatever she was doing, I was doing.
Right.
So yeah, I think it was that.
Right. Are there any artists in the hip hop business that you ever looked up to when you became hip hop?
Oh, definitely. People like Dead Prez, Talib Kweli, Mos Def, Pharoah Monch, these kind of artists.
All right. So people saying that hip hop is dead, right?
Ooh.
Do you believe that hip hop is dead?
If hip hop was dead, we wouldn't be here talking about it. People wouldn't be making it, people wouldn't be listening to it. Hip hop's living.
All right. Cool. Now, time back, I think it should be something like a year ago in the United States,
uh-huh.
A museum of hip-hop was created.
Wow.
It was built. Did you get a chance to get to know what that building is going to mean to the hip-hop artists today and the legendaries of hip-hop?
No, I haven't visited that museum, so I'm not sure, but I think for the people that are represented in that museum,
yeah.
You know, that's a big deal, man. It's
right.
A big thing.
Right.
Yeah.
When did you say you started hip-hop?
Hip-hop when I was like 12, 13.
12?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now we're going to come to that bridge where I need to ask you if you still remember your rhymes.
Woo! Oh, yeah, I think I can remember them.
Okay. Yo, this is Africa Hip Hop Radio, dueling Vibuka Osta all the way in the Zanzibar Arises. You know, we're doing our thing, repping my cats in Netherlands. That's what we do. Hip hop is in the building. We're talking London. Hip hop is here. And she's about to do the rhyme she did when she was little. Can you even believe this? Yo, let's do this. Are
yeah.
you ready?
I'm ready, man. I'm always ready.
All right, let's do this.
So this piece I wrote when I was 13.
13.
Yeah. This is when I decided that I was gonna leave school.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so. I can't wait to get away from snakes, flakes, these fake mates that make my head ache. Straight from bait estates was a mistake to partake in traits they relate to. Cause that's not me, that's you. It'll never be me too. Head screwed on, nothing long. Was going along the wrong way for a while. Realised I didn't belong. I was strong, made me smile. I guess it's cause I'm versatile. Competent in many areas. Free to move in all directions. Misconceptions of what's expected is not direct in my life. Stereotypes are thugs on a hype. They say a tiger can't change his stripes. Lucky I'm human, I can change with my mind, leave old days behind, back to before the corruption, when in class I wouldn't cause a disruption, every 5 minutes interruption, class clown turning frowns to smiles with smart remarks, rudeness and back chat, got me sent to the back, sat and thought, fuck that, I'm out of here, ain't sitting doing nothing all year, I'm gone clear from classroom, sneer as I pass a dumbass teacher, shouting after me, come back to class, you ain't gonna pass, I look back through the green glass window, pause and think, should I go back, nah, forget that, school's whack.
Wow. Wow. London is in the building. London is being represented by this lady. Man, she saw hip-hop. I caught up with her on the Ziff Festival. It's the 13th festival in Zanzibar. You know how we do African hip-hop.
Bear love to hip-hop. Bear love to Africa. Bear love to Holland. Bear love to the entire world, the entire hip-hop community. All love.
Now when the money's in their system, ain't no telling them that they can go to prison for stuff that they be selling, cause it's in their blood, second nature, so they keep chasing to get paid and run, huh? It ain't the code of the streets, it's the code of the meek, that inherited embezzling the seller for cheap, from the thieves to the presidency, and etc. We are drenched by the stench of extra currency, that's just how it be, we get by on a dream, and only sleep 20 hours a week, trying to balance our needs against the company's greed, cause a working class hero is something to be. You hear the sound of the beat, start shuffling feet, not me, that's the hustle sirene. Teeth from the beer, you a puppet, old king, the ladder, but I gotta go get my bottle, no.
necessary supplement the poor. Gotta be broke, provided by your government. The suits get illegal. Troops keep it exclusively for the heroes of the struggle. So they hustle that B-E-E, though. That's what you would need all. They'll cut you a piece of the pie or cut you if there are no supplies. I can't decide if it's just a disguise. Entrepreneur drive, pretending we all right. Get it at all jobs, spend what you don't got. But it can't settle the deficit you don't got. One free market rule, be heartless, rude. These sharks don't bite, they chew. I can spit a whole lump for you, write a Bible, but even that's about how profits move. I can't decide if it's the money.
That got the people going out of control.
I can't decide if it's the money.
That put a low price tag on your soul.
I can't decide if it's the money.
That got the people going out of control.
I can't decide if it's the money.
That got up, that put up, that got up.
I can't decide if it's the money.
Thank God the people going out of control.
I can't decide if it's the money.
That put a low price tag on your soul.
I can't decide if it's the money.
That got the people going out of control.
I can't decide if it's the money.
They got up, they put up, they got up, oh.
Yeah, チェックしな King of Digging Yeah, いつでも掘り続けるぜ365日どんな調子 Yeah, yeah AfricanHipHop.com Yeah, チェックしな全部この音 Yeah, yeah, one, two
目当て円で豆パレグネバーまた GBT オーネまた言ってえば豆タニメインネまたなんかおるねマゲエスフェルラプレイ晴れてあったんだべウルはプラスねイリエラスねおいてテレネバーマゲバイエマゲバチネ豆ヒタネモネアグメ豆セランカラネマゲピントレおいげパウルネトナ GBT やネバーカオルネカオルネガメギンデレガッダカレヤネバープリセピテパセエネバーCaure me, caure me, mama vale que veti la Mama veri di ukume, mate veri, mate bayai Mate ili ti ande be, ili lang si te lai Mate etu li inda, sai gedere ande be Koi va di ande be, matat caurut ne
Arenam, arenam Arenam, arenam, oeva kevala
Let me see my nice in context. Prize in drunk, it's in example. Maar ik sta moe om mijn voeten, zoek een route, maar dat is geen. Wat een waanzin om het op te ondersteunen. Niet meer een keer van niks alleen. Hier is storm rien, zoals ik dwaal. En die donker, zoals een vierstraal. Moet ik niet en daar tot die laatste. En mijn vermoe, wie die stoffen doen. Zien die wat kijk, ik moet verloren. Men die voorbij gaan, mijn enemies is vrees van. Die stagen wat die kennis. En daar is ook om mijn trappen beginnen. En mijn liever om te survive. Maar mijn laatste resort is om te straat. Dead or alive, ja, yeah, dead or alive.
Radi radi govinda, govinda radi. Radi radi govinda, govinda radi. Radi radi govinda, govinda radi. Radi radi govinda.
Sylvester ntaddeko katindi ku lugendo zisanzenze atamanyira ngendo ezadduka duka no deno neri amazima banonya sibamanyina muwendo banonya tuyambule bukojo babukwata ekyo tekintisa erambala banga bajeka banemesa tuka kubuwanguzi babitadde mu ebyobufuzi ate nga sisobola nze bawanguzi banzize no neri bakyali bandi bubi bambuzizaako newokunywa ku cyuzi era okusimatuka nze mumpise ku luuzi tekibadde kyangu bano bakyali basuuzi kakibe ki njolekera buwanguzi abanyambyeko mwebale nnyo mukoledde eddala mukoze nnyo.
Manla Gorgi, Manla Akon. To some moon effect, manga feature AfricanHipHopRadio.com. Denga. If you're going to do anything to your computer, begin log on for Denga. Yeah.
Ha ha! Repetal Siley. Smea say. Yanagi Chibir! Yongi ni.
Bow, wow, wow, wow. This in the world. No.
Makan.
Kumalase, Samaya, Dona, Halevi, Kajege, Ma, Tumbake, Moma, Terenello, Beyando, Buldem, Baima, Kumalase, Samaya, Dona, Halevi, Kajege, Ma, Tumbake, Moma, Terenello, Beyando, Buldem, Baima. Satarbi mo marumba, ma mille murchi lamba. Tenga nyo sapeli, sopeli, weteli, sama dundugi. Dundugi. Awa, sombe gel do tulde, monini. Yau, tuchagini, mande da malai fobeni, batak nangwa mai rombeni, sama dundugi ya koi weteli. Malase, sama yaram kauna, halebi. Kajege ma, Terenelao, Beyando, Buldem Baima, Fumalase, Samayaram Gauna, Alevi, Kajege Ma, Mage, Moma Terenelao, Beyando, Buldem Baima,
Seri Jege Mai, Holbi said the Guini glass, Bulgenyar Walumai. Sama khol yomi yesterday, mana tu magis kenen kuduliao. Soi dem baguyam, fongalai sonuse.
Kumalase, sama yaram kauna, alevi. Kajege ma, tumbake, moma terenelao. Beyando, buldem baima. Kumalase, sama yaram kauna, alevi. Kajege ma.
Kajege mai, sumu khol yow la ki fal na mulde lo komu jel mbukel daf maru potel. Kajege mai, boku monyu bore kandu danu, nyu boku nega flafu ni fananu, sangu la sakala leka nanu, boku mama wala maindanan.
Hey, makan ji kham na ni mu lova,
we lova. We lova, lova, hi.
Oh, makan ni kham na ni kalova.
We lova, we lova, lova, hi.
Yow, yamu jinga yor man mi man mu mayem. Magel dak no koi dadi mi repotel. Oh ah, oh ah.
Earthling.
Peace, how y'all doing? My name is Chuck D. I come from a group called Public Enemy. Yes, old school, but dedicated to all the elements of hip-hop. AfricaHipHop.com, no question. I've been checking y'all out for the last 5 years strong.